Tainus per Gimel Mishnah Zayin 3:7. The Mishnah now considers certain troubles that arise that are of such immediate intensity and potentially sakanas nefashos, even death, risk to life, that we even on Shabbos will respond. And although normally on Shabbos you don't do private bakashot requests and this sort of thing, it's really not supplications, fasting, and shofar blowing, we will do certain things. So the Mishnah is going to give three examples of sort of immediate concerns for which we'd be lenient and make these special prayers, intense prayers on Shabbos. The Mishnah says, Al Elu Masriyan b'Shabbos, for the following three things, we literally means blow the shofar on Shabbos. The truth is that we don't blow the shofar on Shabbos because there's an Isser Derabbanan of blowing a shofar on Shabbos, or trumpets for that matter. It's an Isser Shvus, lest one come to fix the instrument. So we actually, even though the Mishnah says we blow the shofar, it doesn't mean literally blow the shofar, it just means we sort of bring the prayers to their full intensity, and on Shabbos even do the special prayers like that we say Anenu Avinu Anenu, prayer that we would say after a fast day or on a fast day on Shabbos. So the point is, although we don't actually literally blow shofar, we sort of ratchet it up to level 3 in terms of the intensity of the prayers, and because the risk is so immediate and so great. And these are the examples of those. Al ir shekifua goyim, if a city has been besieged by Gentiles, other girsos, other versions have it as Gaius, which means an enemy, like an army. Same idea. The point is, if enemies have besieged a city, of course, that's a terribly risky situation, dangerous situation, and therefore even on Shabbos, they would do special prayers, supplications, crying out to Hashem. Nahar. A Nahar is a river. If it overflowed its banks, so now it's, of course, can wash everyone away, God forbid, and destroy everything in its path, and therefore we, even on Shabbos, will pray that everything should be okay. Val hasfina hamitarefes beyam, and same goes if you have a boat, which is in threat of being capsized in the middle of the ocean. Mitarefes, like the Gemara talks about, like a scrambled egg as a beitza trufa. So it means like the boat is being shaken about on a wild sea, and there's risk of falling over now, God forbid, or capsizing now. Therefore, they'll pray even on Shabbos on the boat. Rabbi Yossi Omer le'ezra v'lo le'tza'aka. Rabbi Yossi says it's true that we won't blow a shofar for part of the prayer service, but we would for the sake of Ezra. Ezra means for assistance. In other words, if it's going to bring human beings together to come help the people who are at risk of the siege or the flood, then we would blow a shofar because it's for immediate pikuach nefesh, and that's permitted. But even though we're praying to Hashem, we wouldn't blow the shofar since there's no promise that our prayers will be successful, and therefore there's no leniency for using a shofar on Shabbos. Shimon Atimni Omer. Shimon Atimni comes to add, Af al Hadever. He says, so too for plague, meaning an epidemic. If there's an epidemic, we would pray on Shabbos also at this full level of intensity. V'lohod lo chacham, but the rabbis did not agree to that. They said, no, the epidemic we will not mention on Shabbos. And that's the din.